Chapter 10. A fork of force lightning flashed past below Jaina's corkscrewing body, so close that the sting of its heat penetrated the thin Molotech's armor beneath her robes. She twisted into another whirl, her wrists turning almost of their own accord as she swung her lightsaber around to catch the next bolt. And then she sensed the floor rising up beneath her. She brought her feet around and landed hard, the Durasteel deck grating shuddering beneath her boots as a dozen dark-robed figures spun to face her, their wide eyes betraying the confusion and alarm they felt at seeing a Jedi Knight deliberately jump into the heart of a Sith Maw. How a mission could go sour so fast, Jaina had no idea. The Sith were everywhere, crawling beneath the deck grating, dropping down from the pipes, darting out from beneath the filter cabinets and pump housings. Clearly, the Jedi had walked into an ambush, and their battle plan had fallen into chaos. No problem. In a situation like this, Jaina thrived on chaos. She became chaos. Jaina leapt over an incoming leg slash, then dropped her attacker with a quick snap kick to the temple. She blocked a strike at her neck, and, still in the air, turned her jump into a cartwheel. She shifted to a one-handed grip and swung her free arm in an arc, using the force to sweep two more Sith off their feet. Landing in their midst, she stomped on the throat of the first and jammed her lightsaber through the chest of the other, then pulled a concussion grenade off her combat harness and thumbed it active. She dropped it at her feet and began to count. One. The melee went still. All eyes dropped to the grenade, noted the absence of a safety pin, the arming light blinking red. The Sith looked at her with wide eyes, then spun away and tried to hurl themselves beyond the blast radius. Jaina's count reached two. She caught the grenade on the toe of her boot and kicked it toward a missing section of deck grating where a fresh stream of Sith warriors were climbing into view. Her count reached three, and Jaina dropped. The detonation hit her like a hover bus, rolling her across the deck, flinging flesh and Durasteel through the air above her. Why the Sith had sprung their trap so early, Jaina could not imagine. The largest part of the Jedi assault force had not even reached the killing zone, and while dozens of Sith were already in the room, they seemed almost as confused and poorly positioned as their targets. Maybe Luke had sensed the danger and forced the issue, or maybe he had been their true target all along. Perhaps they feared Luke Skywalker just that much. And that was a mistake. Luke Skywalker was not the sword of the Jedi. Jaina was, and now the Sith had trapped themselves inside a locked temple with her. Jaina stopped rolling and raised her head, trying to decide who to take on next. Strewn with overturned equipment and severed pipes, the chamber was too tangled with streaking bolts and sweeping arcs of color for her to see anything clearly. The floor was littered with bodies, some motionless, more writhing. Too many with faces she recognized as fellow Jedi. Her droid, Rowdy, had managed to extract himself from the inspection capsule and descend the stairs from the bypass platform. Now he was working his way toward the computer interface at the front of the chamber, where the original plan had called for him to contact the temple's central computer, ordering it to lower the shields and open the blast doors.